Well, hello everybody, my name's Guru, and I'm here today to talk about Dauntless, a game that I've been having just a amazing time playing. And it's a game I instantly gravitated towards as soon as I saw the first trailer, because I am a massive fan of the Monster Hunter series. I have put thousands of hours into basically every Monster Hunter game I've been able to get my hands on since I first played one of the games on the PSP. When I was first introduced to the series, I fell in love with it because, I don't know, it's something about it that's just so fun. That form of game, that whole experience it's just super addictive to me. I don't know. Just every time I play one of those games, I just have the most fun. I have to say, no other game really compares to Monster Hunter in my eyes, at least when it comes to the fun I have with it. But Dauntless has come close because it's like reliving my days when I first was getting into Monster Hunter. And there have been other games that have used this Monster Hunter concept, like Token is the first one that comes to my mind, which is a fun game. I've played hours of it and I've really enjoyed it, but it didn't catch my eye the way Dauntless has. Because like I said, playing Dauntless feels like I'm reliving those moments in my past when I was first getting into Monster Hunter and learning everything, finding out my preferred weapons, finding out what to do, the right combinations of things I liked that made my experience really fun and helped me just destroy any monster in my path. And it's super fun coming through a game similar to Monster Hunter and having to figure out what weapons I like, figure out their combos, figure out what I like to use. Because that in and of itself is just, that's just a fun time for me. Because over the years playing Monster Hunter, I go with three particular weapons. These are always my three go-tos. First one, the Switch Axe, which is hands down my favorite weapon. I have the best time with the Switch Axe. It's just something about it, I just love it. And then I have the Hunting Horn, which was the first weapon that I really just fell in love with. And after that is the Hunting Horn, which I'm trying to remember which game I first picked up a Hunting Horn and started using a lot. I can't remember, but I'll just say I picked it up and I had a fantastic time with it. It was just great and I just fell in love with it. And in Dauntless, I've gravitated towards using the spear and the repeaters. They're both super fun weapons to use. They're really enjoyable. And the repeaters are the most surprising one to me because I've never been one for ranged combat in this type of game. In Monster Hunter, I never really used the light bow gun or heavy bow gun that much at all, besides really in the first games I played, because I never gravitated towards them. They were never super fun to me, even though I know you can do some insane stuff with those weapons. You can just pump out damage like a maniac, but just never for me. So it was really surprising to me that when I played this game, I decided to pick up a ranged weapon and I had a great time with it. But enough of talking about the weapons, I need to talk about the monsters real quick. I need to talk about the creatures you're actually gonna be facing in this game, because that's the real meat and potatoes of any game in the vein of Monster Hunter. That's what makes Monster Hunter so fun to me. I just love the monsters. I love their designs. I love the way they look. It's just so much fun, especially when you get to fight them and you have to learn their movements. You have to see the right signs of when to attack them. It's just fun. In this game, all the monsters, or behemoths as they call them, are all really cool. They're all unique in their appearance and in the way they fight. My favorite is the Strike, which is this cool owl bear. I don't know, it looks the best out of any monster to me. Oh God, I keep saying monster, behemoth. It just looks so cool. I don't know, it's definitely my favorite, just purely from appearance, even though the fight's pretty fun as well. It might have something to do with the fact that I love owls. Owls are like one of my favorite animals, hands down. I just love them all together. I like bears too, but owls, at the top, or right there at the top, I would say. And all the armors and weapons you can make from these creatures are all really good. They all look nice. They look good. It's not much more I can say about it. They look good. And this whole game in general, aesthetically, I like it. I like the style. I like how the characters look, how the monsters look, how the world looks. I enjoy it. And I really don't have that much more to say. I just really enjoy this game. It's super, super fun. And I think whether you are a person who's been playing Monster Hunter for years, or you're a person who's never picked up a game, you can have a magnificent time playing this. Especially, you can play with all your friends no matter what system they have. Because the game is available on PC. It's available on PS4 and Xbox One. And you can play with everybody. It's a cross-platform game and it's free, so it's just It's just a wonderful experience all around. And I think a lot of people who've never played a Monster Hunter game could pick this up, enjoy it, and possibly gravitate towards Monster Hunter and try that game out. But either way, it's just so cool. I hope more studios and game companies start trying to make games similar to Monster Hunter and add their own flair to it. It would just be awesome. If I could see more games like that in the world, I would be so happy. So very, very happy. Because I feel like a lot of people could do a lot of cool things with it. And that's it for this video. I recommend you go try the game out. It's free. It is free. You have nothing to lose from playing it besides time if you really enjoy it. So yeah, go try it. And thank you for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, like and subscribe. Go check out some of my other stuff. Maybe you'll find something you enjoy. And peace, I'm out.